Glory be to Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I would like to take as my homily inspiration the epistle this morning, and I want to talk about what Paul is saying to the church of Ephesus. He said to them about who you're fighting against, And maybe they didn't even know they were fighting against someone. But he said, you're fighting against something that is not of this world. And for most Christians, we tend to have a worldly Christianity. We seem to have our mind concentrated and focused on the things of this world. And we, like everyone else, we read our self-help books, and we try to reach that goal that we're wanting to achieve. And yet at the same time, we find out as Christians, if we're really following Christ, we have a lot of obstacles in the way of succeeding mightily in the world. And those obstacles are this unseen world that Paul speaks about. And what does he say about this unseen world? He says, spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's not a few people. That's a lot. That's like an army, a great army in the heavenly places. And Paul says we are in a wrestling match, or we're battling with this army. I've never had the experience of going into battle as in an earthly war. But I've certainly had the experience of going into battle with this army that he's talking about, as all of you have as well. And this army that we fight is out to get us. They're out to destroy us. They're out to take away our faith. They're out to make us doubt. They're out to put us into a situation where we don't know how we can get out of it or how we got into it. And this army, unseen army, is always working against us. And a couple of the ways that they work against us, if not their most significant ways, is thoughts. They're always sending these thoughts to us. Good thoughts and bad thoughts. Good thoughts to puff us up with pride. Bad thoughts to make us feel like we're not worth anything. And so these thoughts come to us, and then they send us images as well. They send images, and these images sometimes can be defiling images. And we wonder, where did that come from? And it defiles us, as one of our great saints said, even standing before the holy place, these gates, this altar, he says, this is a priest, he says, my thoughts defile me. My thoughts defile me. So if you're not having any of these thoughts, I'm certainly not trying to give them to you. But at the same time, I have to say this. If you're not having them, maybe you're not in the war. Maybe you're not in the war. Maybe you're back at a desk somewhere doing paperwork, but you're not in the war. Or you would have at different times these thoughts. And another thing about it is that because we're fighting an army, we need an army to fight back. We don't fight this army on our own. And being Americans, we love to be independent, rugged individuals. But that's a good way to become a casualty. That's a good way to die spiritually. That's a good way to lose our faith even. If we think that we're fighting this army by ourselves, what person would go against an army as an individual in this life? And if in this life we won't go against an army as an individual, why in the world would we think that we could do it in the Christian life and go against this unseen horde of evil, evil in the heavenly places? Well, that's why we need to be in church. That's why we need to understand that we are, by the way, do you know the church is on earth is called the militant church? Militant. Did you know that? Yeah, we're the militant church. We're the ones still fighting. Okay, we're the military. By the way, we're not the Salvation Army. We are not the Salvation Army. They fight with food and thing, and they do good works. But that's not what salvation amounts to. Okay, and so we don't want to ever think that we're alone. Do you ever notice the prayers of the church, even the prayers of our prayer book? Does it say me or us? Always says us. So that when we stand up in the morning to say our morning prayers, we will be aware it's not just me praying to God, but it's all the Christians that are praying to God that morning, at that time, getting ready to take on the day, getting ready to ask God to protect them, to give them discernment so that they won't fall, they won't falter, they won't fail this day. But it's always us. Always us. And who in the world would go into battle in a bathing suit? And with a rubber hose. And yet sometimes that's what we're doing. Because if you notice in this soldier's outfit that was told us in the epistle today, the offensive weapon was a sword. And that sword is the word of God. That's how we fight this army, by the word of God, by the saints. Oh, all the saints that are with us in this fight. Saints on Mount Athos, saints in heaven, saints everywhere, and the saints in this church that are fighting with us in this great battle that we're engaged in. So we have to put on armor. And you can read the epistle. I'm not going over it. I probably wouldn't get all the pieces right anyway. But there was a time. But anyway, I wouldn't get them all right probably. But, you know, it's salvation, breastplate of righteousness, take the shield of faith by which you can throw away all the flaming parts of the evil one. Yeah, yeah, all these things. So we need to be dressed for battle. I don't think when Father was, Iraq, was it, Father? When Father was in Iraq, I don't think Father went into battle. How much did your stuff weigh, Father?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
Too much.
Too much. But why was that? Why was that? So he could not be injured. And if someone is injured on the battlefield, what do they call for? I don't know if they still do it or not, but I know in other wars they say medic. They call for the medic to get there and get to this person that's been wounded. And we have medicine for the church for our wounded. And that medicine is the holy sacraments of confession and the Eucharist. And so when we are wounded, when we are so put down by the evil one and the thoughts and so on, a lot of times we'll stay away from the church. It's the worst thing we could do. That's exactly when this great host of wickedness is winning. They've got us down, and we don't realize this is a time to call for the medic. Call the priest. Let him bring it to you if you can't come and get it. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is a great battle that we are engaged in. And we have all these resources at our hands. And we need to use them, or else we will not survive in this battle. Okay? May God help us, all of us, to realize that we're one body, one army, one group of people. And we have casualties, and we have victors, and we have defeats. But we always end up winning. Ultimately, we win. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.